Now, I'm joined in the studio by the lovely Jenny from the block. It's Jenny Essex.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? Now, Jenny's in today. She's here to talk about aesthetics, and we'll be telling you exactly what that is. But it's we'll be talking about a butt lift, a Botox for migraine, semi-permanent makeup, and body contouring as well. So, nice to see you back.
Thank you.
Looking very rocky today.
Yeah, yeah.
No, when I say rocky, look. I mean rock, not rocky. It's dodgy. Looking like a rock chick.
Yeah, it's my winter look.
Yes. Mm. It's pretty cold out, isn't it?
Yeah, very.
Now, you're looking very well.
Thank you.
As you always do, and very glowy. Skin looks nice and fresh.
Oh, Pam Cushing. I can thank Pam Cushing for that. She's really helped me with my rosacea.
Because when you came in last time, you were saying, because I didn't really notice, because I think
I
you
wear a really
eyes,
good foundation,
but
actually.
Your skin looks really, it does look really fresh and nice, and I know that you'd had previous treatment, which had caused some irritation, and
yeah,
Pam
the chemical
actually,
pills.
Yeah. Mm. And Pam's actually sorted everything out for you.
She has. So I'm so grateful.
So you're still doing the treatment? Are you still doing that at the moment?
Yeah, I've still got all of the creams at home and the cleansers, and then I'm going to go into the actual clinic for a treatment, which will resurface my skin.
Right. Now, last time you came in, I have some point tapping on the desk, we were talking about a butt lift, because they are very popular. You can see Katie Price, I think, quite a few of the TOWIE girls. It's been all in the papers at the moment. And we were talking about, I said to you, was it going to be painful? And you said you would let me know. I don't know whether you filmed it. So have you had your butt lift?
I have. Well, I've had the first part of it.
Right. It's not just one cheek.
No. But I've got to have two sessions for it to hold. So for 3 to 5 years.
Okay, so tell us what's involved in a butt lift.
Okay, so it's radio frequency, first of all.
Yeah.
And then the HIFU, which was used for my facelift.
Yeah.
Now, it hurts on your face because you've got all of those frontal bones. I'm not going to lie, it does hurt. You need to take painkillers. But on your bottom, because it's all muscle there, it doesn't hurt.
Of course
hurt.
It is. Sorry, go on.
But it didn't hurt at all. And actually, my children filmed me talking about it. So it's on my YouTube. Yep. It's on Julie. I always get her Lalucci. Name wrong. Lo Lauchi.
There we go.
Yeah, it's on her YouTube channel.
Because I did tell you to film it. I did tell you that, didn't I? So
yeah.
Get
yeah, we
film.
Actually filmed the second part of the HIFU facelift as well, which was good.
Mm.
And we had a really good reaction. People really interested in it.
And did you get, with the first treatment, because you've got to go back and have a second one, did you see a difference? What is it, a difference in the texture, a difference in the tone?
Are you talking about my face or my bum?
Your bottom, your bottom.
Yeah, it's tighter and it's higher now.
Yeah.
It's still a bit dimply because of my age, I think. As you get older, you get kind of a bit denty.
I don't even look, to be quite honest. I don't think anyone wants to look at that.
No, I don't look. I didn't notice it until she showed me the before and after pictures.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of maybe getting some redermalisation there or some fillers to smooth that bit over once I'm all finished.
Yeah. And so when it's done, is your bottom going to be in a book of bottoms?
No, I don't think anyone would want to publish it.
We get the before and afters. I spend ages online looking at before and afters of surgery.
Oh, she'll have it on her Facebook and website and everything, and I'll have it on my blog. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'll put my bum on my blog, but...
Well, you don't know what the results are going to be. If they're going to be excellent results...
I could put it on Facebook,
Would you have anything like the injections, like some some of the people have had, or is that not for you? Because you know people have it where it sort of sticks out. I'm doing it myself, where their bum sticks out at a really weird angle. It doesn't look natural. Would you have anything like that injected?
No. I mean, I may have like some fillers or redermalization injected just to even out the dents and the dimples. But I don't want it bigger. I just want it firmer because I've got a fairly big bum anyway. Yep. And big bums are in.
Well, I mean, the thing is, so you know the one I'm talking about. That bum is just... I mean, she's a very beautiful woman. I don't know, but it looks deformed. It doesn't look right. It looks like she's wearing a nappy sometimes from the back.
There's so many of them. I don't know which one you mean.
But so why would you do that to yourself? Why would you just, like, inject stuff so you've got a huge, great backside? I mean, it's not good, and it doesn't look natural. When you've got a big bum and it belongs to you, as in not being fiddled about or injected with any stuff, you can tell. You can tell from the shape, because there's a weird shape you get when you've got injectables in your backside. It's like a shelf from the top of your... from the base of your spine is like a shelf and it kind of sticks out.
Yeah.
It's not a good look.
No, but I would like mine to be rounder, less dimply. and sit a bit higher.
I like the way we're describing bums, and we're both doing like rounded handshakes, aren't we? Just like that. Now, Botox for migraines.
I suffer terribly with migraines because I'm very stressed out, and I grind my teeth constantly, and when I'm asleep, and I wear a mouth guard, and that makes me feel even more sick. So I went to Lisa Godfrey. She's at the Smile Clinic in Cockfosters, and she actually does the PRP vampire facials and on my scalp as well, because my hair started falling out with stress. And it's actually working very well, actually. And then she said she would help me with my migraines, so she gave me quite a fair bit of Botox between my eyes, above my eyebrows, in my hairline, around my eyes, in my jaw. The muscle where I was clenching was going all the way up from my jaw all the way up to my head.
Yeah.
And that's what was causing most of my migraines.
Mm.
So, yeah, she's helped me to sort that out.
And also, is it cosmetic as well, or is it just purely for the...
Well, yeah, it's relaxed. It's softened my look. It's relaxed my wrinkles around my eyes.
You don't have any lines on your forehead at all.
I know.
Did you have any before you went for Botox?
Not on my head, but I do have fine lines around my eyes.
Right.
And it's given me a slight brow lift.
Yeah.
And also, it's made my jawline kind of more oval.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like your forehead. I think I'm going to have that.
Everyone says it. Everyone asks me where I get it done.
It's nice because you can still move your eyes and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's what you, I need some movement. I've got children. They need to know what I'm thinking.
Mummy's angry. We can't tell. Well, I've seen a couple of, I won't say who it is, another star at the moment who's had, she was a beautiful girl before she started mucking about with her face. I think we all know who we mean. And one of her eyes has gone all squinty, where she's obviously had a little bit too much Botox.
Are you talking about the one that had the silhouette soft and she gets it tightened all the time?
I don't know, but she's not looking... She's a lovely, beautiful-looking girl, doesn't need to have anything more done to her face. I think there's a time to stop and...
She could well be addicted.
She might be. It. Especially when you've got one squinty eye. What's that all about?
I know. Perhaps something went wrong with the injecting.
Yeah.
Once that happens, you've got to wait for it to wear off.
Yeah. She does look a little bit kind of... Is she looking at me or is she looking at me? Now, we're going to be back with Jenny in a second. We are going to have a little bit of a break, but we're going to play some David... Bowie.
My favourite.
Bowie. And this is China Girl.
Yep.
And we'll be back with more. We're going to be talking about semi-permanent makeup and body contouring. We're just having a little chat off there. chat. Just admiring your tattoo.
Thank you.
I like your earrings. I can hear them all clanking on the...
Oh, yeah, I love them.
Are they Butler and Wilson? They look like Butler and Wilson.
I can't remember. I just went onto a website, saw them, loved them and got them. There was only like £5.
Oh, they won't be them, but they're skulls with crosses.
Yeah.
They could be, in fact.
They're quite blingy.
They are very blingy. Like, you can hear that click. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Jenny Essex, who is our aesthetics lady. She's had loads of treatments herself, so she does know. She's not just looking at stuff and going, oh. She's actually been into a lot of places to have stuff done. We're talking about the butt lift and the Botox or migraines. Now, semi-permanent makeup, it was quite fashionable, probably, I don't know, going back 5 or 10 years ago when it first kind of came out and people getting eyeliner and eyebrows, and there was a few kind of little bit problems, I think, back in the early days of people being maybe a bit heavy-handed.
You're talking about the blocky brows.
Yes.
Yes, I hate those. Yeah. I really hate those with a passion.
Mm. So tell us about, have you had any semi-permanent...
Yeah, can you see that my eyebrows are a bit scabbed up at the moment? I had them done last week.
Right.
With Elizabeth Kane.
Yeah.
And she works with her mum, Ruth Kane, and they do some training in Havering Beauty Academy.
Yeah.
So they ask for models every so often. They will not let the trainee do one stroke without them being standing over them, so you're not going to get any mistakes whatsoever. And they always draw it on and do it, so they make sure you agree with the colour and everything. They do it as natural as possible.
Yeah.
So, but without them, I haven't got much.
Is this microblading or is this?
No, I don't particularly like microblading. It costs more.
Yeah.
It lasts less, and it looks brutal.
Mm.
So I wouldn't particularly want someone cutting into my skin.
Because they use like a little scalpel and then they put the ink on, don't they? Yeah. It doesn't. So with yours, how long are those eyebrows going to last for?
They can last up to 18 months. You need to get a top-up, but I'm always in there.
Yeah.
I get my eyeliner done and my lips as well.
So have you got eyeliner? Is it across the top of your lid?
It's top and bottom, but I've actually got eyeliner on today as well over it. But like normally I wake up in the morning and my makeup's on.
Yeah.
As long as my complexion's good, I don't bother with makeup.
Yeah.
With the lip fillers as well, it's really good. And I've recently had my lashes at Haverin Beauty Academy tinted and lifted.
Yeah.
So no need for mascara.
So with the, how do they do it? Is it a needle they do?
Yeah.
So is it, and what about along your lash line? How do they do it then?
Would I have to pull the skin?
Oh, no, that was... Sorry, I made you jump out there. Sorry. Go on then, on your
you
eyes.
You keep your eye closed, yes. And they pull the skin like this.
Yes, so they're putting it out to the side.
Yeah, and they tattoo along the lash line. I'm not going to lie, it does hurt a bit along the lash line. Lips hurt more.
Yeah.
Because they're obviously going to... The least painful one is the brows.
Yeah.
And I can't live without them. I really can't live without them.
So along the eyelash, how long does it take to do each eye when they're doing that?
Probably about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. It's not
a eye.
Yeah, but they have to go over it again and again.
Oh. Does it swell up or anything afterwards or not?
No,
really?
not really, no. The only time my eyes have really swollen is when I've had Plexxar eye lift at the aesthetics.
Yeah.
But yeah. I recommend it. I wholeheartedly recommend the SPMU.
And then under your eye. They had to do get as close to the waterline as possible.
Yeah, they've got to be expert at it. I mean, they practice on fake skin before they even touch a model.
Yeah.
So, but sometimes Liz or Ruth will give me a top up anyway at their house in Hornchurch.
Yeah.
Because they're friends.
So they go under. They've got to get right. Do they use like magnifying glasses and things like that, or how do they do it?
No, they just do it freehand.
Well, I'm glad it's not me. My eyesight's so bad. I can't even read the back of a packet of ingredients. I'd be putting all over your eyeball. Oh gosh! But it does look well. It does look well.
Yeah. I like it. It makes your eyes pop.
You would do it if I was doing it. What about my eye? Now, we're talking about body contouring. That's the last subject. So tell us a little bit about body contouring.
Okay, I've had quite a fair bit on my tummy because I had C-sections and I got a lot of stress and I tend to hold on to the fat around my middle. So now I've got a waist. Mm. So at V Aesthetics, Dr. Liakas, he injected me with an Aqualix, which is the same as your liver acid bile. That breaks down fat.
Mm.
So that you get a few of those done over time.
Does it go underneath the... How far does it go in?
It's a big needle.
My God, that needle. You just told me that it is. That's about 20 foot long.
It's a huge needle. I can't think of what the term for the needle is, but it is huge.
Panic, I think, would be the term for the needle.
You just have to grit your teeth and not look at it.
So it's going... The injection itself goes right into the layer of skin. It's not like
it goes
top.
Under into the fat. And he fans it all out.
Oh no! Like he's shoveling something under the skin.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But it's not like liposuction. He's injecting that in.
Does that feel painful?
A little bit. But I'm so used to stuff now. And then also they've got something called Body Bliss where they use cavitation and radio frequency. So they was combining that with
What's cavitation?
It's ultrasound cavitation. So it's a bit like the HIFU, but not as severe. And then I've been going to Heavenly in Essex in Harold Hill and she's doing me a course of laser lipo where they just put laser pads all over you and you just lay there. It's really nice and comfortable and it gets warm and it melts your fat.
So, I could be in there for weeks if I was trying to melt my fat.
But eventually when all the fat's completely gone, I'll go for some HIFU and tighten up all the muscles that through pregnancy got very loose.
Oh, you're brave. It's like, well, the thing is, I say no pain, no gain, but I don't know. I think the possibly with the eyebrows I'd be all right, but I don't know about people tattooing the top of my eyelids. I think I'd be a little bit kind of, ooh.
Yeah, I'm quite sensitive around my eyes and I'm quite jumpy about it, but I've got used to it now.
Don't be jumpy about it.
No.
That's not a thing. I mean, I don't even like people putting eye makeup on me. I went to have a makeover and whatever she put on it, in fact, made my eye swell up, was really attractive. But I don't like... I could never... sit there with somebody putting eyeshadow with brushes. I can't stand it. I really can't stand it. Even with myself, if I'm putting eyeshadow on, I can put it on part of my lip, but I can't put it close to my... It makes me feel ill. So maybe I shouldn't go for the semi-permanent makeup on my eyelids.
No, no.
But I'd like to. I've had my eyelashes done before, and that's quite nice. It's always lovely to have when you wake up and your eyelashes are long and lush.
Yeah, I love the lash lifting tint and the LVL lashes, but what I can't stand is the extensions. I think they look really false and spidery. And as you know, I'm into the natural look.
I like some of the... in fact, I've been using... I haven't used it for a while because I can't afford it because it is about £70 or £80. But it's the lash conditioner, which makes your lashes over about 6 weeks. They get really long. So when you put one coat of mascara, they're like spider's legs.
It's fantastic. And it works.
Yeah, it works. Absolutely fantastic.
If anybody wants me to blog on it, send me some.
I'll tell you which one it is off air. And yeah. It's amazing. I haven't had any of it for ages, but when I did, my friend said, "Have you worn false lashes?" I said, "No, just this stuff I've been painting on."
Do you know, I can't do false lashes. I just cut my eye sweat. It's so bad.
I always stick them halfway at my eye.
Yeah, it's like that. Have you ever seen that blogger, Antoinella Nelly? And she does the honest reviews. And she's quite sweary. And she's so funny. You should see the one where she's trying to put on the lashes.
They've got magnetic lashes now as
well. Yeah, I want some of those.
Yeah.
They're fairly expensive though,
yeah,
I think.
You put one set underneath the top lash and then the other set goes on the top and clamps. And a lot, they can look all right, but you've got to line them up properly. Yeah. And I think that's the thing, because the lashes kind of click together over the top of your own lashes, and if you don't line them up, they end up being wonky.
Yeah, perhaps I'd be no good at that, I think.
So if you want to find out more, this will be up online, and we'll put up all the details about the butt lift, the Botox and migraine, semi-permanent makeup, and also body contouring. We'll put all the details up a little bit later on. But thanks for coming in again.
Thank you.
Looking well. Less of you every time you come in. There's been nothing left. just eyebrows and lashes. You don't want to lose any more, because there's nothing of you as it is.
I don't know. I'm going to go for a non-surgical breast reduction next.
Oh, dear.
There's so many things you can do.
You want to keep those. They're fine. Nice to see you, Jenny. And if people want to read any of your blogs, what's the blogs?
Oh, it's jenjustjenny.blogspot.co.uk. Just Jenny from the blog on Instagram and Facebook. And you can add me as Jenny Essex and ask me anything. I don't mind. I'll always answer messages.
Lovely. Good to see you.
And you,
Michelle. We'll see you again in December.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go.